locked the door, bitch. I'm on my way. And I got shit to stress.
I don't know why they call them chasers. It's not like Tubbs can run real fast.
Double vodka with hot brownie chasers.
He just wanted to watch me eat it. Naked.
I can't say that. That's dirty.
Chasers will do anything to get into your pants. I love them.
Stop!
Oh, God.
Well, hello, and welcome to another fabulous Chubbs Gone Wild. Ooh, I'm excited. Are you excited?
Yes.
Okay, this is Chubbs Gone Wild number 493, something like that. It's also recorded on May 9th, 2023. It is currently 73 degrees and, well, kind of partly cloudy-ish outside the Chubbs Gone Wild studios.
And it's going to be in the 70s today.
Yay, at least it's not in the 90s like next week.
I know, I'm so excited.
Currently 175 days till Halloween and 230 until Christmas. What are you going to go? What's your Halloween costume? You got it picked out yet?
I'm going to go as a TJ zombie girl.
Oh, my goodness. We'll be twins because that's what I'm going as, too.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Be fun. Okay. Oh, a quick word to our patrons. I think. Patreon offers folks a way to create supporters and receive rewards not open to the general public, like special podcasts, videos, books, and more. And we want to thank our amazing current patrons, Clint Nephi, Nick D. Gestasage from the Universe, Eric, Sean, Charles, Brother Sinatus, Phoenix Dave Kingsley, and Moose P. Please visit patreon.com/mattburlingham, where you can become a patron of the show for as little as $1 a month. A month. Not just a week, but a month. A whole month of services. You know, on the other...
I'd like to be serviced for a whole month.
Ah, yes. Well, you know, if you slip a little Viagra into his... Oh, anyway. So, actually, on the other Patreon, I had to switch it over to pay-to-play. Because ours is on the honor system where, you know, you join and then you get the goods and then you know, it charges you once a month. Well, on the other one, we kept having people join, get all the goodies, and then unjoin before they got charged. So I had to reset
I thought you meant gay for play, pay for gay. You know, we're straight, porn performers,
yeah,
gay for sex, pay. Yeah, for gay, yeah, for
yeah.
Pay.
Yeah, no, we're pretty gay for gay on that one. No. All right, well, a little history lesson. On May 9th, 1960, the Food and Drug Administration approves the world's first commercially approved birth control pill known as Inovid 10, made by the G.D. Searle Company of Chicago, Illinois.
Goddamn.
I know. That's what I was thinking when
that's
I read it.
That's what G.D. always stands for.
Yeah. But Chicago, Illinois, that's where Liz lives. Anyway, but basically it was known as the pill, as it became popularly known. It was initially commissioned by birth control pioneer Margaret Sanger, and funded by heiress Kathleen McCormick Sanger, interesting, who opened the first birth control clinic in the United States in 1916. Over 100 years ago, somebody said, wait a minute, we need to do something about this. Kids are nasty. Anyway, all right, today's affirmation. Join me, please. Center, focus. I am open to experimenting Oh, wait.
Well,
Excuse
I'm
me.
always open to experiencing.
Me too, right? Okay. I am open to experiencing all the good life has to offer. It's so true. It's very true. And on that note, breathe out, exhale. Do you remember that Drew Barrymore movie that, where she's like, the previews show her in this epic, she's in her costume with her wings and everything, and then she's just like, just breathe. And it's like this epic moment in the trailer. And then when you watch it in the movie, it's like such a dud moment.
Wasn't that when she was some princess or something?
Yeah, it was like a Cinderella, I believe. But yeah, it was like, what a letdown. Kind of like Avatar. Okay, check the day. Let's see what calendars we got here. I'm just kidding. I was just trying to get a rise out of you. But all right, this is the holidays for today. Childhood Depression Awareness Week. I am aware of depression caused by childhood. Thank you. All right, hooray for buttons. Well, I hear that the king is actually really good with buttons. It's also a leg boomer, which I pronounced really super wrong, and I am sorry to all our Jewish listeners. Lost Sock Memorial Day. Have you memorialized any lost socks today?
Keep
I have not.
going.
Okay, National Butterscotch Brownie Day.
Interesting.
Yes. Never thought about that before.
Maybe I'll try that.
That would be good. National Moscato Day, National Teacher Day. I had some good teachers. I had some real assholes too. Just saying. Okay, and it's also National Tear the Tags Off the Mattress Day. Do you do that?
Yes. And the pillows.
Oh yeah, the pillows are so annoying, especially
Oh,
on the kitchen.
you know that when you put the pillowcase on, you're supposed to put the tag on the inside, so that way it's not in your face when it starts to the pillow
Yeah.
starts to move out of the case.
And if
But
you happen to snore, it gets stuck in your mouth and stuff.
well, and the other thing is when they used to have zippers on pillows and pillowcases.
Yeah.
That was gross. 'Cause they were metal.
Yeah.
And you'd feel them. It's like, I don't want to feel anything metal when I'm lying in bed.
Hey.
Now, hard plastic is okay, but that's different.
Exactly. The latex going on there.
It's not really where I'm talking.
All right. So those are the holidays, and now we move into the birthdays because we've got to celebrate some people who popped out of the birth canal today. So happy birthday to Eli, Johnny, and Katie. Also upcoming birthdays. Happy birthday to, oh wait. So yesterday we actually missed a few birthdays, so let's go ahead and get those. We've got Robbie, Sloane, and Vera Charles, famous podcaster. Also Bill, Patrick Walsh, famous actor. And then we also got Jerry Lee, who is an amazing, amazing writer we worked with many years ago. All right. Happy birthday to Alice. Oh, that's Steve in Scotland, who's raising money for, well, anyway, we don't advertise that here, but Steve in Scotland. Yay. He's older than me. Ha ha. AJ, Zach, Jude, John. A lot of Johns. It's kind of like our friend's bedroom. We also got, David, who works over at the LGBT Center. And another David, and an Eric and a Miko. So lots of Johns and Erics this time. Happy birthday, all you people. Okay. Well, that was that. Next up in the feedback, Mr. Sean says the cat will be okay with the lights off. Nothing stops them when they want to eat. And that was referring from the
Yeah, I
mispronounce.
remember.
Yeah.
I mean,
So.
that's, yeah, cats and dogs never, what you never hear is a cat or a dog in the dark hitting their head against the wall.
Well, we had a couple blind dogs that did that.
Well, that's different.
Oh, but they were in the dark.
Yeah, but they can't
Do they
see.
have sonar? Okay.
Moving.
Chub hugs.
Oh, my Chubhub goes out to that response I just got from you. It makes me feel sad, but you know, what are we gonna do?
Oh, that's true. Well, I got lots of chub hugs to send out, but just if you need a chub hug, you got it. There's lots of them that need it right now.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
What are
And
you
of
gonna?
course, our regular chub hugs.
Yeah.
A seemingly non-ending war that should never have been.
Right.
Yeah. I would say, yeah, that's it.
Okay.
All right. Celebrity deaths. Well, I thought we'd, there's so many people dying. God, it's crazy. Starting with Sonia Pizarro, star of True TV's reality series Operation Repo, died May 3rd. She was 60. Barbara Brine, yeah, I think that's how you pronounce it. The veteran actress known for originating roles in multiple Stephen Sondheim musicals.
Now, for those of you to know who that is, if you saw the original Into the Woods that had Bernadette Peters in it, she played Jack's mom.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
So, and I know a
okay.
lot of people have seen that version, so they have seen her. But yeah. She's does Sondheim had favorites, you
Yeah.
know, favorite people that he liked to work with and write for. So. And she was
Me
one.
too. Yeah. Man, that movie Into the Woods. Ugh. Anyway, moving on. She was 94. Eileen Sackey, known for playing the owner of Rosie's Bar on the TV show MASH, died May 1st of pancreatic cancer. She was 79. Canadian folk singer Gordon Lightfoot died May 1st. He was 84.
Never
And,
heard of him?
I mean, I certainly respected him, but I didn't really know enough of his work to.
How did you not know his work?
I'm sure that I probably, if somebody played me, oh, this was his song, I'd probably be like, oh yeah, of course, but.
Yeah, he had a lot of big hits. A good handful of big hits, let's say. You know,
Yeah.
Sundown, you better take care if I find you've been creeping down my back stairs. You don't remember that? Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. And also Jacques Zonfrido or Frio, Frillo, a Scottish chef, author, and master chef, Australia judge, died April 30, and he was only 46. So, all right. Now Tom wants to tell you about his week.
Well, first of all, I want to say that I've been really impressed with how many, let's say overweight people are getting jobs on television now, especially in commercials for things like diabetes commercials. They're dancing in the streets to be on a diabetic
What's the
medication
new damn
commercial.
drug?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I just, it's like every time it's either old people, you know, playing tennis and talking about
Arthritis
how fat they are and how this new medication's making them, you know, even maybe lose a little bit of weight.
Oh yeah, what's the new one that'll help you drop 18 pounds? Nephi told me about it, and then all of a sudden I started seeing commercials for it everywhere.
Yeah, and now they're giving it as a diet treatment instead of as a diet. Yeah, so they're giving it to people who want to lose weight, and they've also got diabetics going, hey, it's for us.
Actually, I am on one medication that is supposed to help you lose weight, and basically what it does is you take it before you do anything else, and it makes it so that whenever you eat something, it makes you sick to your stomach.
Oh,
And
excellent.
well, only now there are times when my pharmacy doesn't even have it in stock because they're just handing it out to anybody that wants to lose 5 pounds.
I mean, they gave it to Sean. Yeah. I don't get it. Because he's not diabetic. Just to, that you knew that part of the story. But
well, doctors are just obsessed with that. Even I told you when I went in to my doctor the first time, the first thing he did is look at me, want to put me. He did not ask me any questions. He didn't even talk to me. He was automatically putting me on a CPAP machine and whatever weight loss medication he could get me on. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Anyway, this week it was season finale week for me. Let's see, Night Court, Not Dead Yet, Animal Control, and Perry Mason and Chicago, all finales this week.
Wow.
Chicago's finale, Chicago's finale seemed a bit forced. It's just like, it's kind of like actually the exact same thing they did on Grand Crew. On their season finale was they tied every loose end up. I mean, Chicago, you almost have to because you know that they're going to leave Chicago and then come back and it's going to be Schmicked. it's going to be Phantom of the Opera or, you know, a Shrint, you know, something like that. And so they have to leave. I get that. And they have to tie everything up, but it was like there weren't enough songs and it felt really forced, which is surprising because this one had been very flowy. You know, it had been moving really well and smartly and storylines were moving and this was tie up those loose ends. And they did. What I've done is I've downloaded it onto my iPad. So next trip I take on a plane, I can watch season one and two of the series. So I'm looking forward to that. Cause I always like to have something that's long enough that I don't have to think I'm in a plane.
Yeah.
And it's amazing how quickly, the time goes by. Cause when you're sitting there with nothing to do and just watching everybody in the plane, it's the longest fucking flight you've ever had. Just to let you know. That's why a lot of people just take sleeping pills and sleep through it. I can't do that because I'd probably shit myself. So I don't want that either. Anyway, let's see. On the Connors, they decided it was Mark's graduation. Mark being Darlene's gay son.
Right.
So his graduation. It was Mark is the father was going to come in and nobody wanted to see him because he's been basically a absentee father for a long time. So that first part was dealing with that and how he didn't, you know, he wanted to bring his dad a ticket for his graduation. And it was like Ben was feeling left out because it's like he's not Mark's real father yet. Darlene sat him down and goes, okay, he's not your real father. Let's compare what he does for you and what your real father does for you. And by the end of it, it was like, oh, I feel really bad now, which is good. It's good. That's a learning thing for a kid, you know, to find out, you know, who's really there for him.
Right.
And I appreciated that. And then so what they did was they realized that out of the Connors, Darlene was the only one that had a graduation because Dan didn't make his. Jackie didn't make hers. Yeah. Mark's older sister didn't get hers. And either did who was the other one? There was one other person. It was
Becky,
she never got hers either. So they were over at the lunch counter and they had a graduation ceremony. Mark was the presenter for the graduation ceremonies for the Connors, who never got a graduation ceremony. So it was kind of sweet. But it also felt finale-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was weird. Okay. Let's see, Matt Singer. They're down to the top four. They got rid of one, and that was the UFO, and that was some former Miss America that I had no idea who she was.
Okay.
It's just, it's really hard because when they start pulling from, like YouTube stars, she's a YouTube star that makes, like pasta on her channel. It's like, okay, how am I supposed to know this? So it makes guessing hard. Ted Lasso this week, another countdown. I mean, we are walking to the end of this series because it's supposed to end this season. So, but it's so good. They run the episodes are up almost an hour long, but it does not feel like it. You're not getting enough. I need more. I need more. Let's see. We had Top Chef. We had Restaurant Wars. So that was fun.
Oh, I haven't seen that one, but I've seen all of them up to that. Yeah.
And I won't spoil it, but I'll tell you, I didn't lose a boyfriend this week.
Oh, that's good. I
Yeah.
saw the one with your one that went,
Yeah.
and
Oh, and
but at
by the way,
least that's into Last Chance Kitchen, so.
yeah, he's in Last Chance Kitchen and he beat Dale. So he's moved on. I haven't seen this
Poor Dale.
week's. Yeah. Well, Dale, it's funny because Tom goes, okay, to the guy, I can't, he Colin or Colina, whatever his name was. He says, well, here's Dale, who's making a career out of Last Chance Kitchen. So it's funny. And so anyway, so he's moving up on the other side. So hopefully he'll be coming back.
Good.
American Idol, we were at the top eight on Sunday, and by Sunday at because it started at 5 o'clock on the West Coast, by 7 o'clock we had a top five now instead of a top eight, and three of my four made it into the top three, and I'm fucking shocked.
Yeah.
The guys with beards and guitars did not make it. So now we've got the big guy from Hawaii. He's a chub gone wild. We've got a girl who she talks like this, but when she sings, she sounds like Whitney Houston. And it's interesting because I looked her up. She's actually did The Voice. And she didn't win. I don't think she won, but she did a lot of songs on The Voice because she's actually got a Apple collection of songs that she's sung before. But as we all know, nothing ever happens if you go on The Voice. You have to go on American Idol to actually be a star afterwards, or at least get work. And then the other one is Zachary, and he's kind of chubby, and he's just got an energy that I really like about him. And then there's this one country girl. She's got kind of a Patsy Cline, kind of a lower kind of vocal. And they like her a lot. And then, some country guy with bad hair. Those are the two I don't care about, but I'm sure those will be the two in the final two. Probably. No, the Hawaiian guy, the chub Hawaiian guy, he's going to be in the top two. He's going to win, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Remember the guy who sang Over the Rainbow that died a couple of years ago?
Yes, Israel, my mom's a huge
Yeah,
fan.
he's kind of moving right into that slot. So good for him. Let's see. Miss Maisel, it was this week they had a because it's gone from the 60s and now it's moved into the 80s because this is the final season.
Wow.
And so what happens is Alex Borstein's character is Mrs. Maisel's agent, and they have become not friends anymore. But she, Susie, who's the character, Susie has become this like killer agent. The stories of what she, how she's pulled shit out of a hat for her clients is amazing. They're legendary. And so they have a roast for her, a friar's roast. And so they're up there making comments and she's like, well, I just want to tell you guys, that we're in a business. This is the only business that would let a bitch like me be a bitch like me. So for all you guys, I just want to give it, tell you this much. Fuck you all. And she flips off everybody and sits down. That's her roast thing. And everyone's like, okay, that's pretty good for Susie. You know, it was pretty tame. It's a funny episode, but oh God, I'm just sick about it going to be gone. I really look forward to the great writing.
Yeah.
Let's see. I'm watching a new show on Peacock called Mrs. Davis. And this is about a nun who is on the quest for the Holy Grail, but she's been set on this quest by an algorithm because that's the world that they are living in. This algorithm, it's kind of like, you know, the computers, how they always, you know, the AI, they eventually they take over. I think that's what's happened in this world that we have of Mrs. Davis. And Mrs. Davis is not the nun. Mrs. Davis is the algorithm. It's weird, but I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, I put it in my queue to look at.
Let's see. I started watching a show called Jury Duty. You can get it through Prime on Freebie. And it's a reality show, actually. And it's about this guy who's been called in for jury duty, but everybody else on the show is an actor and they're punking him basically. But it's a whole series. So I'm not sure where it's going to go, but it's bad enough. Jury duty is bad enough, but I can't even imagine being punked for a TV show in jury duty. So,
right.
The other two just started back up on HBO Max.
Yeah.
Now, it was on Comedy Central, but now that it's on HBO Max exclusively, nudity.
Oh, yay. I might have to start watching it.
So we had a little nudity, and I was happy about that. But it's still a funny show. It's about two siblings whose younger brother is basically the next Justin Bieber, and they are losers. They want to be, one wants to be a star, one wants to be an agent, and everything they do is tragic. Well, the guy, he wants to be an actor, so he was finally in Night Nurse, which was going to go to theaters, but it ended up going exclusively premiere on Hulu. So they tried to do it in a theater, tried to do the premiere in the theater, and the theater got sold before they could start the film. So then he thought, well, I'll have it at a party at my house, but then he couldn't remember his Hulu password. So he ended up being at home by himself, sad that he can't watch his premiere. But then he sees this guy across the next apartment complex. And so he climbs up his ladder and is looking through his window while the guy is watching the premiere of his movie. And then he's watching it, and then he finally realizes that the guy isn't really watching the movie. He's jacking off to him in the movie. Hot twink nurse, hot twink nurse. He's like, why aren't you watching my shit? He opens up the window and goes, why aren't you watching my show? And he's like, oh my God, it's you. What are you doing here? It was pretty funny. Let's see. We got the writer's strike now. So now that's going on right now. And I do want to mention, with the writer's strike going on right now, you're not going to see late night talk shows. So Stephen Colbert and Jimmy Kimmel and all that, nobody, Daily Show, nothing. John Oliver, Bill Maher, Saturday Night Live, none of these shows are going to be on until the writer strike's over. But what it'll also do is it'll delay it. Well, at this point it won't, but they'll say it does. They're going to delay the season starting in September. So it might not start until October or November. Cause I remember when the writer strike hit before, it ran like 4 fucking months and it threw everybody off. So we'll see what happens. It's bad enough that everything's finaling on me. I'm like, I got nothing. Okay. On Hulu, there's a show called, Quasi, and it's a movie. And this is a movie from the Broken Lizard people that did, Super Troopers and Beer Fest.
Oh yes, okay. I know what you mean, yeah.
Right, and this is about Quasimodo. After he finished the bell tower, he ended up getting another job. He's working for the kingdom as a torturer. He actually created the rack, by the way. And so it's just a silly and most of the time funny, but Broken Lizards, they got a lot of hit and miss when they, do their show. But it's on Hulu, exclusive on Hulu right after Night Nurse. No, I'm just kidding. It's not. But it's there, and if you like the Super Troopers and you like the beer fests, then you might like this. So it was cute. And then Sweet Tooth is back on Netflix about the children that were born half human, half animal. And it's already ugly. Season two is already ugly because what happens is the anti people want to kill all these children, but we just found out that most of the children don't live to be over 9 years old anyway. No one's ever lived to be over nine except for Sweet Tooth. So now it's like, why is he living longer than the other children? And now, and of course, we need to kill him because, we don't want anyone to find out that he can live longer and that these hideous, hideous people can. I just wonder what it'd be like though to, like if your boyfriend was a, like an elk, half elk, half man, is he gonna have like a big elk wiener?
Ew. I
I'm
don't know.
talking about when he gets older. I'm not having sex with a 10 year,
Of course
9 year
not,
old.
but the point is, it's still an elk wiener
Oh,
girl.
okay. Well, it's a new world. Maybe you want to have sex with a monkey boy.
Hey, evolution of the species, I guess. But
Sure.
yeah. What happened? Did you ever watch that show on Amazon that was supposed to be like the a bunch of girls ended up having like power over electricity or something like that. They advertised it real heavy in the theaters for a while. And then I thought it premiered on Amazon, but then all of a sudden it was just like gone and didn't hear anything else about it.
I don't know. That
Yeah.
doesn't sound familiar.
Okay.
I'm sure it's some boys.
No, it was very definitely girls because people
Boys.
got scared of them and wanted to kill them or steal their power or whatever it was. You know how people are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Know what you don't know.
Right. Now, wasn't Night Nurse a two-person play?
No, that's Night Mother.
Thank you. I was like, I knew it was something. Because I always remember, whenever I hear about Night Mother, I'm always like remembering that line. I think it was in Camp. Where this like, oh, I don't know you. And it's like, we were in Night Mother together.
Yeah.
Like, it's two people. Anyway, that's funny. Okay, so
You know what happens at the end of Night Mother?
no, I've never seen the whole thing.
Okay, so what happens is the daughter wants to kill herself, and the mother is trying to convince her not to kill herself. And at the end of the movie, at the end of the play, she kills herself.
Well, there you go.
A nice up show, you know? It's like,
Yeah.
oh, I was feeling depressed, so I went to see Night Mother.
Yeah. So I watched Night Court up to the last episode, that, and I was glad that they were redirecting Neil's affection onto somebody else. Top Chef, like I said, haven't seen the last one, but the ones other than that, I was sad that your boyfriend went, but at the to Last Chance Kitchen, but at the same time, yeah, he had a real bad week.
Yeah, but I still have Ollie. I like Ollie
Oh,
too.
I love
And
Ollie. Yeah,
but
and I still think the Mexican chef is just
the
fun and
I
adorable.
like the fact that he wears pearls like I do.
I just
But
think he's got such good energy.
well, no, he's got a lot of energy. I don't know that it's good. Mostly it's wham, wham, wham
You hear
energy.
about and you heard his story about getting burned?
Yeah.
Yeah, poor guy.
I'm it's like on Idol, or any of the reality shows. If they got a good story, should we keep them longer? Well, they didn't this week.
Why you don't like him. He's so cute, so funny.
He seems too much work.
Well, yes, he does tend to have a little dramatic flair to him, but he's also, yeah. Anyway, but okay, so I haven't caught up on Spring Baking Championship. I'll do that this week. Survivor.
They did the finale this week, so.
Oh, good. Then I'll be all up on that. And then Survivor, and then yeah, the others I have not caught up on yet. So this week, we had to take Kaya's allergies came back like crazy. She was getting little breakout bumps and just scratching, and was so miserable. So we finally, oh, lovely. So we took her into the vet, and luckily we were able to get an appointment that day, which is rare. Usually it's like weeks out. So we were able to do that, and she got a shot. Well, of course you're coughing. Now you got pollen all over your head.
Oh, it's terrible.
Anyway, but so she was able to get a shot, which lasts about 3 months, and it was really, really, she's so much better. So very, very
Sean's
good.
getting allergy shots now too.
Yeah. Sean's just doing all sorts of fun things for himself. Pretty soon he's gonna be pickled. And then of course, oh, and then last night I got to watch like six or seven episodes of Young Sheldon. We're now up on episode, we're up on like episode season four, episode two or three. And I just, it's such a good show. I just can't remember a time when a show consistently was good and kept getting better and didn't get stale. So I'm just really happy with this show. And no wonder it's gone for so many seasons. And then what else? Okay, so then of course the cat in the or the elephant in the room, the cat elephant in the room, Call Me Cat has been canceled, for no particular reason other than somebody over at Fox got a bug up their butt because it took everybody on the show by surprise. And it's been doing good in the ratings, and so it's just another
Now,
one of those things.
was Animal Control on after?
I don't know. I never watched it that way.
Yeah,
I've always watched
I
streaming on
was
Hulu.
I'm wondering what was its
Lead
lead
in.
following
Oh,
because it
yeah,
wasn't
I don't
really,
know.
yeah.
But so there you go. I am disappointed. I haven't watched the final episode yet. I'm going to this week, but it's going to be a little sad to do. If you want to watch it, and not pay for it, of course. Well, their episodes are on Hulu, but also as soon as a show is canceled, they usually yank them all down. But you can go over and watch it for free on Prime, right now as well. Oh, and also if you have HBO Max, they're on HBO Max.
No.
Yes.
Cat?
Call Me Cat. I think it's only the first season or two.
Oh, okay, because I was going to say.
Yeah, the current one isn't, but
Okay.
yeah.
Yes.
And then, so I'm very sad about that. And then the only other thing that I watched this week was I ended up binging in 2 days and watching Bridgerton, Queen Charlotte. And it is excellent. It is absolutely excellent. Basically from the first episode, you're like 10 minutes in going, okay, you guys are gonna do something, and then all of a sudden you're just like, okay, I'm in. Let's go. Six
Wait, wait, wait,
episodes.
wait, just a minute, just a minute. I got some headline, breaking news. Jury says Trump is liable in sexual abuse and defamation lawsuit by E. Jean Carroll. So that makes him, see, it's a civil thing. Does
Yes.
that make him a predator now? A convicted predator? Because it's
It would,
usually money.
yeah, it wouldn't be convicted. But it would be, yeah. We all know. We all know. But yeah, at least he, civil court. You'd have to ask a lawyer for sure, but I believe in the civil court. I mean, it doesn't say that he did it, but might as well have. I don't know. I was trying to remember back to OJ because I think OJ lost in civil, but he won in, the trial.
Right.
So, but I mean, there's no conviction, but he'll end up having to pay.
Something.
Good.
And you know what he did? And the thing was, even today he was on Truth Social, making comments. And then his lawyers go, "No, that was about a different trial." Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
Yeah.
he is just, all right. Well, back to me because I just don't want to deal with him. You know what? I am so sick of seeing that everywhere. Like every YouTube page, every news page, everything you put, the first thing that pops up is 10 stories about that person.
Right.
So anyway, so yes, Bridgerton, Queen Charlotte was absolutely wonderful. I really, really enjoyed it.
You saw the whole thing?
Yeah, all six episodes.
Wow, I just saw episode one.
Yeah, I binged two episodes, well, 1.5 episodes first night and then the rest of it like the next night. It was brilliant.
And yet you don't have time to watch our shows together.
That's correct.
Okay.
But this was just great. They did a great job with the whole thing. You understand the whole her and why she is like she is and how she got there, and
Well, that
had
first episode.
11 kids. Oh my
No,
God.
I thought it was 14.
Oh, you know what? You might be right. I thought it was 11, but
Because I
yeah.
love it. She goes, "Okay," she got all the kids together on the first episode and said, "Why is," and they're all the kids are grown up. She has no kids that are under the age of 20. And she goes, "How is it that I have 14 children and zero grandchildren?"
Oh.
He goes, "Oh, that I can speak of that aren't bastards that you've had with some whore somewhere."
And wait till you actually hear the number of how many bastard children there are.
Yeah. Well, and but that was really fun, and how they're just all her children are just losers.
Yeah,
That
they're
it was
free.
hilarious. It was hilarious. I laughed a lot.
But I mean, I just, oh, and there's, I, it's new and I don't want to spoil it for anyone, so I'm not going to go into any details about it, but I will say that they did such a good job. The ending, like even the last scene, just all of a sudden grabbed me and had me in tears because it was so beautifully done. And the only thing that I will say, and this is a no spoilers, if you know, you know, but when you're watching it, you're going to hear about the great experiment, which you're going to hear about it right from episode one. So, but the one thing is that you learn through the thing is that the whole great experiment, the whole, which is, well, you learn from it from episode one, so it's not a spoiler, is the whole mixing of the white people and the tons with the titles, and then the black people get titles and then trying to get them to mix together. And that's the great experiment. But you know that the great experiment doesn't include gays. Because the, and there
So this,
is a gay storyline, and it is very tenuous but sweet. So,
I hope it's the guy that follows her around all the time. Yay!
the one that follows the king around all the time, but you'll
Oh,
find
see,
that out shortly.
I haven't seen that person yet.
It comes very quickly in
Okay.
episode two, but
No, I hope
it
that comes quickly.
oh, there's that too. There's a lot of that, and there's a lot of nudity, and the king gets nude a lot, and he's got a And there's another guy that gets nude who is,
Hey, don't, okay,
yeah,
go on.
no spoilers, but I'm telling you, you're gonna like it. And if you like the Bridgerton stuff at all, you like the other ones, this is right up there with
Oh
the
yeah,
other ones. It's
it's
so
right
good.
there.
Yeah.
And by the way, Bridgerton starts, I think, in June, season
Yeah.
three.
Right. And they're picking up with, it's supposed to focus more on, the one girl who's, you know,
Mrs. Wallaby.
yes,
Yeah.
this is, yeah. And
Weathersby,
her
Weatherby.
relationship and her love affairs and stuff. So I'm really looking forward to it. They really are doing well with this series.
Yeah, I think so too.
And then that's it for me as far as watching stuff. Yeah. All right. I keep hearing this boom in the back. Jax is like out in the backyard, and he keeps hitting our door, and it's his version of knocking and wanting in. So he'll just like throw his complete body weight on the screen door, and the whole house shakes. All right, moving on. Here is some Miss Manners. Ready for this? This is a little bit of a long one. Donation request platforms are becoming even more popular. Sadly, many families rely on these online fundraising forms for medical bills and other very valid needs. However, I find myself becoming a little cynical and exasperated with repeated posts and requests. For example, a family I know is raising money for a trip to another city for their daughter's medical procedure, but also shares posts about their family vacations to Disney. Usually, I just choose whether to give or not and don't think twice. But recently, I received a personal message from a friend whose fund I donated modestly to in the past. She messaged me that she has more than $600 in medical expenses coming up, and she had created a fundraiser that any amount would help. I was taken aback by the manner of their request, and since my friend hadn't posted anything about it, I thought her account had been hacked. Well, I reached out to her and asked if the amount was compromised. She acknowledged that she had sent me the request. So now I'm a bit torn as to what to do. On one hand, she's having medical problems. I want to help. On the other hand, my financial situation isn't such that I can make a meaningful contribution. Plus, I only hear from this friend when she needs something. What's the protocol for such requests? Is it expected to give a normal amount if a nominal amount if someone, you know, hits you up specifically? Do I explain why I won't be contributing, or do I just pay up?
This is a harder one because it was a personal request. Because, if you find it irritating that, because I mean, we know a lot of people who have had problems and regret, go online and, ask for help. But this is kind of like when you let people borrow money, and then if they don't pay you back right away, but they go out and buy themselves something big. Or then you're angry. And for those people who have that kind of situation, I'd say don't lend out money, because the last thing anyone needs is to have you bad mouthing them online or in general, just thinking of, I mean, if it's going to cause you grief, don't give money to these people, and if it, and if you want to, then that's great, but don't bitch about it to Miss Manners. It's kind of a, it's a ugly situation.
Well, and like the whole thing about, oh, they share posts about their family's vacation at Disney. Well, they could have saved up a lot of their money. They could have gone to Disney, and then their daughter's medical thing comes after that, and they're like, oh
But
shit, what do we do?
it didn't come out of that. You know that.
Oh, you don't know that.
Yeah.
Anyway, point being, yeah, it's one of those things where you either have to just ha be that type of person that you're like, hey, I can't give much, but here's, you know, $25 or something like that toward it, or you just have to not do it. Because if you're gonna end up feeling any type of resentment towards somebody, especially if you consider them a good friend, just don't do it.
Just don't do it.
Yeah. Anyway, here's what Miss Matters had to read, say. The world is full of people in need, and Miss Manners commends your sympathetic attitude, but even rich philanthropists know that they can't help everyone and must judge cases in order to use their donations effectively. Donating to whoever I know who happens to ask is not a good plan, and not thinking twice is not a good policy. You should be deciding how much charity you can afford and giving it to people or causes you are truly moved to help, not people who feel you feel are taking advantage of you or even hounding you. Online pleas may be ignored. For face-to-face ones, you should express sympathy but explain nothing more than you have committed your charitable budget elsewhere. Yesterday, actually, I was filling my gas filling the gas tank for, mom. And this guy was all like, he got out of his car and was like looking like he's going to pump gas. And he's like, "Hey, I don't want any money, but I was just wondering if maybe if you could, help me get some gas in my tank, like on a card or something. I don't want any money." And I'm all like, "I would have rather given you $5 because gas, you want half a tank of gas? That's like 30, 40 bucks, dude. I don't think so." So I was just like, "Look, I'm putting the last of my money in this car right here. So sorry, I can't help you." And I wouldn't have anyway, 'cause well, no, gas is too fucking expensive. Moving on. What do we got next? Well, hey, Chubbs. Okay, so, what's in your pockets?
Nothing.
My wallet, my keys, and
Why do you have your wallet and your
a
keys
mask.
in your pocket?
Well, because I don't have a purse.
Yeah, but you have a table that they could be sitting on. What are you ready to run out of the house at any minute?
I have just gotten to the point where I keep them in my pocket.
Oh, yeah, I never keep anything in my
Friend in my
pockets.
pocket, friend in my pocket. And I also have a mask in my pocket too.
I could see where that would be in there, just be out of habit.
All right. Hey, Chubbs, how many pairs of shoes do you own?
I have 5 pairs of Crocs. Well, I'll have f 4 pairs of Crocs this week. I'm getting a new pair. And then I have a pair of tennis shoes. That's it.
I have 4 pairs of shoes. I have a pair of tennis shoes. I have a pair of slip-on tennis shoes. And I have a pair of dress shoes, and then a pair of old style and for costume type shoes. Well, thank you. If you want to send us any questions, just send them to chubsgonewild@gmail.com. What's in your lunchbox, which you can also send to chubsgonewild@gmail.com. And of course, you can go over to our Facebook group, facebook.com/chubsgonewild, and look up what Mr. Moose sent in, which was this dinner's a version of a Philly. They
Oh my
put,
God, it's so cheesy.
yeah, they put, they put Swiss cheese instead of traditional cheese whiz. Still good. Yeah, those fries look really good to me right now.
But look at the next one.
Yeah. This is grilled shrimp that, whoops, opened up. Okay. That were in a balsamic and garlic marinade. Side of tots because I was too lazy to broil pasta. That is amazing.
Yeah,
And that whole plate is just, yes, please.
at Costco they have these new shrimp. I think they're called like maybe they're not new. We just got them for the first time. They're like red Australian shrimp or something. They come without the tails and they are deveined and everything. They are so soft and Oh, you know, oh God, they were so good. We're gonna get at least two bags next time we go because they're on sale right
Good.
now.
That's
But
really good.
they looked like this, and it makes me want more shrimp now because they're so tasty. But a balsamic garlic
Yeah,
marinade,
that's really interesting.
I will try that. We just got recently into the white balsamic. Have you heard about this?
No, not really.
It's something like it's. I want to say it's. Chardonnay vinegar, but they call it white balsamic. And it what balsamic, you know, have you get the sweetness with the balsamic, but you also get that like bold umami taste.
Yeah.
This is less. This is more sweet and more, but it's also very savory too. It's hard. We had a salad with the white balsamic Italian. And it was amazing. So, oh my God, I got to do this. Okay.
That's good. And it's good that the shrimp comes devined because you can get sent home from that.
Yes, you can.
Yeah. Yeah, that's quite amazing. I mean, I'm supposedly allergic to shrimp, but I would chance it for that. Those are good.
Did you know that Golden Rule Services wants you to know about the important tool preventing you from contracting HIV? It's called PrEP. PrEP. And it is a medication proved to be 99% effective on preventing HIV infection. Learn
Wow.
about PrEP. You can go visit sacgrs.com or .org. So that's
Awesome.
sacgrs.org. And if you're not in Sacramento, you can also check this out with wherever town you're in. Find out about this. Nobody should be contracting HIV anymore.
Right. And
And this,
remember that PrEP is for all sexes.
right.
So, all right. Find Tom's other podcast at SalonRunJud.com. Find my books at JustKissTheGuy.com. Find out more about all of our links at allmylinks.com/chubsgonewild. And give us a call at
408-69 Chubbs.
Absolutely. And now Tom's going to be going off to watch, what is it?
Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
Number one movie of the weekend, and I'm hearing nothing but good things.
Yeah, but I'm hearing too much. That's why I'm going.
That's, I want to get that done too.
It's funny. I'm now reading Facebook with no glasses
Oh.
because if I read it with no glasses, I can only see pictures. You know, and so if there's any spoilers like American I who they picked on American Idol or any of those shows that I watch where they throw out a spoiler every once in a while, I don't have to. Like RuPaul's Drag Race, believe me, on RuPaul's Drag Race, it starts this Friday. It's the All Stars,
Oh yeah.
and that's only on Paramount Plus for those of you that have it, but it's on Paramount Plus, and it comes on at like when it's normally on, it's 8 o'clock here. By 5 o'clock, well, no, I should say by 6 o'clock, I know who's been sent home. If I go on Facebook any night that RuPaul's on, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Even RuPaul's posting after the East Coast.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, the one that I need to binge the latest season of Picard because I every time I'm running into spoilers and I'm just like, no, I don't want to know. But
You know, it's yeah, you can't avoid it, so.
all right, well, thanks for tuning in and we will catch you next time. Chub hugs to the cast of Call Me Cat. Bye.
Bye. Wait, bye.
A network of inclusion.
Univazpods.net.
This show is part of the Pride 48 network.
This has been a, for fuck's sake, production.